Okay, let's get started. We're on Gimel base at the bottom of the page. Rav Chagi Shaul Chavraya, Mahu Ahein Patur Desnina Hocha. That is, it's a question what this is doing here, but let's just read it and we'll worry about it another time. It says over here in 13, then on 26a, there's a Mishnah that says if you find cut figs in the road, even if there's a field of cut figs there, so it's very likely that these figs came from that field, or even if there's a fig tree over it. Anyway, the bottom line is, it's mutter. People can eat the stuff that's found on the side of the road.
Because figs are very mushy and will get damaged, and therefore the owner is
The owner is miyayish. The pashtus is the owner is miyayish. But what's funny is the Gemara doesn't assume that at the beginning here. At first, the Gemara here is going to just say over here, the Gemara is just going to clarify Shaila. Why does it say you're potter from Isis over there in that case? Okay? That's his question. Rav Chagi is asking the question. What's the reason? Chafdal and Amad Aleph. Omrulay. So they said to him, Mishum Eichel Arai Vesodim Hu Potter. The reason why you're potter from Maestris is because it's Achilas Arai. In other words, there's a general din, like we keep saying, that if you eat Arai, it's not Chayiv. So that's going to be the reason over here also. But if you were to bring it into the house, it would be Chayiv, because it would be a Kvias. Or if you wanted to eat an Achilas Kava. That's what they seem to say the reason. Say, I'm a lion, so he said to them, that can't be the reason.
We're in trouble.
Okay, so we're on Chavdal and Amar Alef, the second paragraph.
Already? Oh, boy, would you skip all
those
three lines again?
Yeah. Is this Mishnah coming to tell me that you eat Achilas Arai in the field? That's a known rule. We know that if it's you have a Dover that was a Nigmar or Malachto in the field that you're planning on bringing home, but the rule is you can eat it in the field. Derech Arai, I don't need a mission to tell me that. Ela Mishum Hefker. He says the reason why you don't have to take off Maestris is because it's Hefker. And the Nafkamina is, if the reason is because of Hefker, as you know from the first mission, the Masechta, it said that one of the requirements is that it has to be Nishmar in order to be Chayv and Maestris to begin with, and Hefker is not Nishmar. Therefore, and the rule would be even if you brought it into the house you would also be putter. Hefker is completely mufkar from the din of Meiser, so he rejected their whole reason. The reason obviously because of Yish, he holds Yish is mitam Hefker, and mainly you don't take Meisers. Okay, right. Now there's another Meiser, the Tony. If you find a basket covered with leaves, so you can't take it. Obviously, it has a simon. It's obviously been covered. There's ownership there. You can't just pick it up and keep it. And therefore, it's also mishum gazel. And you're chayv and maisus. What do you mean you're chayv and maisus? I mean, obviously, you're chayv and maisus.
It's not hefker.
In other words, the finder may not simply claim the produce as his own and no reason to separate Maestris. He is permitted after a certain amount of time passes to exchange the produce for money and then eat the produce. Okay? So that's the general, right? All Avedas, Hashevosolo, Re'ei, Eichshata Yochala Hashivlo, and therefore if it's going to spoil, you go ahead and you can go ahead either and sell it or eat it, whatever you need to do to make sure he doesn't experience the total loss. So you might think that when he does do that, that he's not chayav to take maaser. So that's why it's telling me the adin that even if you reach that point where you're going to be eating the you'll be consuming the aveda to save it for the bialim, you're going to be chayav on maaser. Okay, asur mishum gaz mishum dam sheish basimen, like we just said. Because the Bailam never gave up. In other words, we just finished saying why the things underneath the fig tree that it was mutter because of Yirsh. Here there's no Yirsh, right? The owner expects to recover the basket, he does not abandon it to Hefker. So it's Chayv and Meisers. Okay?
We're saying by Gzela.
There's nothing, no chidush over here. You know what?
By Gzela, he's thinking it's Yush and Shina Rishus. Is that it? You usually need two things, no?
But what are you asking? Why is it Gezel? Yeah. It says it's also becoming Gezel.
Because the owner.
Because there's a simon. Well, this is a simon. This is true by any aveda. If you pick up an aveda which has a simon, which you're mechuyav to be machris, you're over on leisuch lesalim, but you could be you're also over a gezel, right? Is that what it says? Does it say that? I don't remember the Gemara on Bamitzir so well. I know the Gemara by Hazov in the beginning of Hazov, and Ezon Neshach. I think over there it speaks out that Einor and Ribbis, those are all Yechayim for Gazel as well. But I don't remember what the din is. I think there's a Gemara Mefereshes like that in Bamitzir.
But the reason Asur Mishum Gezel and Chayim Mamasos is the same, right? Because
one follows the other. If it would have been Hefker, you wouldn't have been Chayiv HaMaisos. One follows the other. But there's a Chiddush in telling me he's Chayiv HaMaisos because even if it reaches a stage where you have to eat it, so that wouldn't necessarily be so Pasha that you have to take Maisos. Because maybe at that point, listen, there's no owner per se anymore. I have to just make sure I do a Hashava. So the way I do the Hashava is by eating it. So,
make it tasty. You'll give him money.
I'm going to give him money instead, or I'll give him, or I'll go get other figs when he comes around looking for it, or something. At that point, how do you look at it? I mean, I'm doing a mitzvah. Am I eating his stuff or am I eating Hefker stuff? How do you look at it? So that it's very clear here. You have to take Meisers, okay?
I'm saying if it's Hefker, so he's okay.
It's not Hefker. Right.
No, I'm saying that the Bailim are Messiahish. No, after a certain amount of time,
It says Asur Mishum Gezel Mishum Dov Sheish Basimen. But that's the Gezel, but not the other one, not Chayav HaMaitroth.
But what he says,
it doesn't say that there's a Simen.
It's the same case. What do you mean? It's the same exact case.
So why doesn't the Gemara say that before? Asur mishum gezel mishum davish yesh bo semen v'chayavim b'marsos. Period. Why does the Gemara say afterwards shanach shabatas bialim?
Because if the bialim were to give up, yeah, it would become hefker, and then
So what he said, what the Hebrew explains, is that the yush after gemar malacha doesn't help, meaning. Because it's Gemar Malacha already, the way he had a simon on it and he put it away, that's Gemar Malacha. So the Yush after...
Why wouldn't Yush after Gemar Malacha help?
That's what he said.
It should. It's Hefker.
Yush kehefker. Sheino puta lecha Gemar Malacha.
Oh, that's a different thing. Oh. He's saying differently. He's saying that it is Hefker.
But it's already been Gemar
Malacha. But since it's Gemar Malacha, so the Hefker won't work. After to be potterate from Mises after Gvam Balocha. That's what I'm saying. That's also true, right? If I go ahead and I work my field and I take my and I have my figs now and it's Gvam Balocha and I say okay Hefker, doesn't mean it's potter from Mises.
But here he's saying
right.
He's saying the opposite, right?
No.
I'm saying that's exactly what Dov just said. He explained it that even if he is Taka Miyash. Ultimately, after a certain period of reasonable time.
Yeah.
The stuff is spoiling already, right?
But here he's not being miyayish.
Ultimately, he might be miyayish.
Yeah, because it's food. I'm saying food.
It's going to spoil.
How long are the figs going to last?
Eventually, they're going to spoil, yeah?
Shad achshav dais ba'alim aleha. Until now, the owner's
thoughts... Which is no yish.
Meaning he did not relinquish its ownership.
Right, but even if he were to relinquish the ownership, ultimately, it wouldn't pater it anyway.
It would still be...
Because the yish would have taken place after the Gemara Malacha.
Yush after Gemara Malacha.
That's what he's saying.
That's how he explains it.
I don't know.
But it seems like he's saying
he doesn't. He doesn't
like
seem
Hefker.
In the English footnotes. He doesn't mention this. What you're saying, I don't think so. No, in six he does. The case concerns types of fruits and vegetables that are normally stored in a basket. The Mishnah earlier in 6b said that the act of covering the basket establishes the gorin for maishus, and its readiness for the tithing obligation.
So that makes it chiyuv and maaser.
Right.
Yeah.
And thereafter,
thereafter,
if there's hefker or yeus, whatever it is, it's not going to potter.
It's not going to potter.
It's already caught.
Number three, the last paragraph.
What's it say?
So, as a rule, produce that became hefker before processing is, however, exempt from all maasers. In our case, the figs fell from the tree or were blown from the field before the processing had been completed. At which point, the farmer abandoned them. Because they were made hefker before being processed, they are not subject to tits.
So after being processed, after Gemara Malacha.
After Gemara Malacha, they would be chayv. Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, ad heichon. So until when do you have to keep the produce before consuming it or whatever, or selling it, whatever? Ad kadesh yochol. This is not much a halacha in Shavas Aveda. This is has nothing. It has is tangentially related to Mysers, but okay. Ad kadesh yochol lutcham min hamofkar. That is to say, what the rule we know is you always when you mafresh trumas and Mysers, you always take from the best, right? So, how long is this produce going to be considered the best? You know, like after a week. After. I have this ongoing machlokas with my wife. You know, after the expiration date on the milk has passed, I don't like using the milk anymore. I don't care if it smells spoiled or not. It's not fresh milk. I like my milk to be fresh milk.
You're supposed to have 7 days.
But she believes. As long as it's not spoiled, you continue to eat and it doesn't matter.
I'm with the Rebbetzin on this.
Yeah, with the Rebbetzin on this.
I taste it before.
If you pour it into the coffee,
there's no slumping, it's good to go.
Tasting it.
You need to get yourself.
I'm not saying it's spoiled.
The dates on all this stuff is just marketing. I'm saying May 5th, that's it, it's spoiled. May 5th, done.
Hello, buddy. When is it considered minha mofchar? If I'm going to eat it, it's got to be minha mofchar.
That's something else. But remember the bottles with the little foil on top and you pushed? There was no expiration date on it.
Right.
It was good. You drank it. It wasn't good. You didn't drink it.
Right, there you go.
In this country?
Very good.
Yes.
Okay.
Milkman used to distribute.
So that's how long. That's how long it is. And that happens to me at Tosefta. That happens to me at Tosefta that goes through the foods and tells you how long it is. If you want to see that, that's a Tosefta in it's a Tosefta in Trumas 4-5 for a listing of the times for different kinds of fruits and vegetables. Okay.
Good to know.
You probably did it.
Where is it?
It's Trumas Perek Daled.
Does it say it here on the page?
5. It's in 13. No, it doesn't give you the content.
Just where
the reference is in 13 in the bottom of the page. Okay.
Yeah.
So, lo hayolachi lichem and hamovchar. If you can't, then aisa dom and va'aychad. So then it loses its premium status, and you convert it to money, right? Very good. On the base, chafta on
the
base.
What about the cost of that? It doesn't matter.
The cost of what?
You're converting it to money, right?
Yeah.
How are you converting it? You're selling it. You're eating it.
You figure the market price. You just do a. It's pretty easy.
10 pounds of figs, yeah. $6. $6.
I mean, this past week my wife wasn't home, so I unfortunately had the terrible experience of buying grapes in the supermarket. I came to the counter. She rings it up. It says $13 for some grapes. I said,
well, how much did you buy?
A whole vineyard.
Oh, you got a bargain.
Okay.
Sticker shock.
Yeah, sticker. I said, no, thank you. I'll do without grapes. Reb Yoina boy, so he asked, Dom and Maushi hit top luba mekach. So now, what about the money? What's the law regarding, is it rendered tevel through the purchase? This is a very strange question. When we're reading this Gemara, we had a very hard time with this. In other words, it sounds like the Gemara is asking, look, we know Mekach creates a Kviyas, right?
Right.
So now, when I convert it, because I'm going to do Hashavas Aveda on this, so I'm going to convert it to money instead of eat it. So is that like a Mekach? Yeah. So should we make a Kviyas? Or maybe it's different. No, this isn't a Mekach. Oh, Me'achar Shavu Olam Etzino Eisa Le'nitlo, since the owner, when he appears, the way he explains it, can forcibly remove the produce from the finder's possession.
Why would he want to do it if it's,
in other words,
spoiled?
If it's not spoiled, it's you know, it's no longer mubkar, but it's still existent. A person writes so other would apply lachara even to something which is average quality. So therefore, since he could be mitzi it for me, so it's not really such a great mechira to begin with. Right? That seems to be the question. Okay, the Gemara answers. Rav Mana bai, Hagatzmachal, Shaisa Nesuna b'Fiv. Let's suppose I was eating a piece of the fig in my mouth, right? Lo Nimasu, is the half-eaten food not disgusting? Of course, the owner is not going to take that. Yochohu Lachzira, can he return that food? No, he cannot. Im Oimer Ad Kain, so if you're going to say that found produce converted to money is not rendered tevel and does not need to have the maestros taken from it. Lo nimso eichel tevel lemafreya. It'll come out that lemafreya, I will be eating tevel. Because, in other words, right, what we're saying is that as long, what's your alternative? Your alternative is that because he can be mitzi it from my rishos, so therefore it's not considered a mechira, right? That's what you want to sign, Taina? But when I put it on my mouth, he's for sure not going to want it back. So that would be considered nigma malacha. If that's nigma malacha, then it comes out that lamafreya, meaning now that I look back, I should have taken maestros before I ate it. That seems to be the argument. I mean, it's a funny argument.
I think he's arguing that it should be a mechira.
Let's take a look at 5. Rav Mona demonstrates permitting the person to eat converted produce without tithing it could lead to an inadvertent sin. Should the owner arrive to discover the finder is in the process of eating a piece of the fruit? The particular piece of fruit one is eating when the owner arrives is deemed to have undergone a full-fledged sale at the time of its conversion into money.
Right.
Thus, this piece of fruit is now seen to have been tevel From the beginning.
So that means he ate tevel.
Right. Thus, when the finder continues eating the piece of fruit after his arrival, it'll end up, right, that it's tevel.
Only because the owner came back?
Yeah.
The owner's coming back is making this.
He says in the brackets, it's only the one half-eaten piece that poses a problem, not the untouched fruit that remains or the fruit he has already consumed. The produce not yet eaten can simply be returned. That which was already eaten was exchanged without the owner's knowledge. Neither is considered to have undergone a true sale. This piece of fruit, however, cannot be returned and had its sale validated by the owner. Therefore, it's considered to have been truly sold.
Why is it? That's what
he's saying is that the original owner's, the way he views what you're eating is what's important here, right?
I have essentially
been masking to your conversion, which is the same as a sale.
Which we're saying here that if he's makbid that he wants the fruit back, Right, so it doesn't have any din of mekach then.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about
this one in your mouth.
About the one
he
in your
doesn't
mouth.
Want that.
No, that one he does.
So that's the one that's telling.
That's the one we're talking about.
Just about that one.
Just that one. So if you're not going to say that it's a sale, and if you're going to part him from being mafresh, you're going to end up having a problem.
So I'm saying, so at that point, what he ate is done, right? What he ate, and what's still in his mouth, he spits out.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about spitting out. We're talking about that you're swallowing. You're swallowing. You're going to continue to eat that, so it's going to be tavel unless you do mafresh beforehand. Basically, it sounds like it's saying that it is
beforehand.
That it is a sale. Basically, it sounds like that. Yeah. Okay.
That's a huge chiddush. It's not a mekach here.
Yeah, but he's got it in his mouth.
I understand, but the whole chah that he's eating it is because they're spoiling. Otherwise, he wouldn't have the right to even eat them.
As long as it's not in a mokach.
Is that the same case?
This is what we're talking about. Right, we're talking about a case where the fruit is going to spoil.
The fruit is not meham mofchar. You no longer need to continue to watch it. You can convert it to money. And that money, the Gemara's tining, must be considered like a sale. Otherwise, you end up with problems if the owner comes into the room while you're in the middle of eating a fig. That's the Gemara's maskana. Okay, let's go on. Matzah kalkola. If you found a basket of produce, so then b'makom shaharov maknesin l'shog. If it's a place where most people are bringing it to the market, also lo chal mimenu. All right, remember we've had this already many times. Mm-hmm. The rule is, if someone were to approach you in the field and offer you a price to sell it, you would have sold it to him. Therefore, it's considered nigmar malacto in the field. That's what we've been saying this all the time. So it's the same thing here.
But
so
this is a found
one. This is a found one, right? So you found a basket of produce, but you don't know. Now, I don't know. The guy who lost it, was he going to send it to home or was he going to send it to market? Nafkamina, obviously, is whether I can eat it in the field. If it's going to market, I have to stop eating it, right? Even casually. Umasak no demai. And you have to fix it as demai because you're masupak whether he took mysis or not. And you're masupak also whether this was going to market or going home, which itself is a suffix, whether it's makhoyev. To have the trumas and mice just taken now.
So we're saying you was in Amma Arts, right?
No, I'm Dafka telling you that that's not necessary. You don't know whether he was in Amma Arts or not, but that's not important.
So why is it?
What's important is you are in a status of suffix because you don't know the guy that lost it was his intention to take this basket to the market, or was he?
There's already Gemar Malacha.
In which case it's Gemar Malacha and you're mechuyev to take the trumas and mice. Or was he taking it home? In which case, he didn't have to take the choice.
It's all right, then you
could
eat it.
You could eat it all right, since you're in doubt. So you're going to go bust a rove, like you always do. Most people are taking it to the market, in this case, here, right? And you're going to go ahead and be machmir to take off your choice of maishas. But you're not sure. It's a rove, but it's not for sure. And therefore, you have to masak on the mind. I think that's the shot.
So why is he calling it the mine? He's not calling it mine, right? He's saying it's like the mine. That's what it is.
Well, he does say over here in eight, third paragraph, on the one hand, the basket might previously have been owned by an Amoritz who might have neglected to tithe its produce. On the other hand, it's possible the previous owner did tithe the produce, in which case it's no longer tevel because of the produce's tevel status. We called it demai. Okay, it could be that this is regular demai.
Okay.
I was trying to mimazmer a little differently. Okay. But Mokim Sharoiv Maknisim Labatim, of course, if it's most people going home, then Moto Akhimanuari, Masak Navada, you can for sure go bus or rove, right? You can go bus or rove. Mefsal Mefsal, this is amazing that you have exactly 50-50. Half the people take it home, half the people take it to markets. And then what do? Bas saw that he eat it in the field, Misakna Demai. Okay? And Machnisa Labayas, if you want to bring it home, Misakna Vadai. So number one, he explains it. I mean, it's a little funny here. Where half the people bring the produce to market, half bring it to the house, there are no grounds to assume a found basket was more likely to have belonged to one group than the other.
Right.
So it's in doubt, we're compelled to treat it with the stringencies of both types of produce, right?
It's a suffix d'oraisa, right?
It's a suffix. Yeah, well,
if it's not the mind,
I want to say, you know, I try not to say deraisa and anything anymore by trumos and maisos, because with manazeh it's drabanan. We keep saying that these dinim are drabanans.
Depends on what the fruit is.
After bayisheni, it's all drabanans. So, but I mean, in theory, I guess it's possible. It could be if it was mizman habayis, mizman, you know, that it wasn't then deraisa. Okay.
That's what I would go after. I'd say Nikola Kula here.
What?
If it's
a Kula, how can you go to Kula?
If it's a Safik Durabanan, then you would go to Kula. Why would you go to...
We never go in any of the Sfeikas. We never say the Sfeikas Durabanan. You revatal the whole Masafta to Mai. You're telling me that there should be no Masafta Dumai according to that statement.
The Chacham would go to that way.
Whatever. I don't know. Anyway. Learn a Duraisa. Okay, fine. So, So those are the two Chumras, right? So, if it's going to market, the Chumras, you can't eat it. All right. In the field. And if it's going home, then the chumra is that you're going to be take it off vadai when you get home, which means you're going to take off trumas. I think that's an ad. And it's trumas as well as maisa. In the field, if you're in doubt that it might have belonged to an amma aretz, but the amma aretz takes off truma. So that will be the chumra over there. So that'll be, and then we'll stop here.
Thank you.